Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today. Like a little child. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. As I write this, a good 3 weeks into January, I am thinking about the Christmas decorations in my neighborhood that have not been taken down, their lights still burning each night. It's well past Epiphany. So the other night, I was walking my dog and contemplating the number of people who left their lights up longer than usual this year. I find it curious, but I don't blame them, and I certainly don't mind. In fact, I said a silent prayer of gratitude, because I still need a little Christmas, still long to welcome the baby Jesus, still yearn to see love come down, heaven touch earth, and light pierce darkness. When I consider this scripture passage from the Gospel of Matthew, I can't help but think about how God came to us as a little child. The people expected a king, a powerful ruler who would liberate by force. Instead, Jesus arrived on the scene as a newborn, wrapped in rags, sleeping in a feed trough, humble, vulnerable, a lowly child who was, in fact, the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. To understand what Christ means when he teaches his disciples that we will never enter the kingdom of heaven unless we change and become like little children, we need to look no further than his origin story. As you hear this, I expect that the Christmas lights in my neighborhood and yours have finally come down. But perhaps you and I both still need a little Christmas. Still long to see heaven come down and touch earth. In this passage from Matthew, Jesus gives clear instructions on how to usher in the kingdom. And it is not to fight and force our way to greatness. No, in fact, it is not to become great at all. It is to become lowly. It is not to exalt an earthly king. It is to welcome a little child. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we know your kingdom is not of this world, and yet too often we think we might find you by running after earthly things. Humble us that we might have the eyes, the minds, and the hearts of children. May we look for you in the least among us, and in welcoming them, may we welcome your kingdom, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Greta Smith.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, ST, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.